Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I've been missing Stevie Ray for some reason. Last few days, we haven't had as much of his stuff rotating in our segments. Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I always like having him as part of. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great time here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're glad you're here. Isisara Bay is our guest. She's a program and education for Count Me In. We're talking about the Women's Veteran Entrepreneur Corps that's a division of Count Me In. As you know, if you've been listening to my show very long, you know all about Count Me In, because I've been singing the praises of Nell Marlino and her organization for at least a dozen years on what the great work that they're doing to help women focus and stay focused and get focused on growing their business, not getting stuck in a plateau that's really not serving them very well, to get the capital they need. And today we're sort of celebrating, kicking off the Veterans Day celebration a little early with Isisara Bay. Isisara, thanks again for hanging out with us.
It is my pleasure.
You know, Isisara, when I give speeches around the country to small businesses, one of the reasons I love it is because there's a much higher percentage of women at these speeches than there are men. Women are much more likely to seek out help than guys are. You know, guys got that ego thing. We think we're supposed to know it all, and women typically don't as much. But what I love are the big round eyes of the ladies in the audience. They're just so hungry for news and information, and they're just so want to learn so much. And that's one of the things that I love about doing speeches and talking to folks, is because they just want to learn, and women are the most exciting to talk to because of that. Your folks, the folks that you're helping all the time now in this Women's Veteran Entrepreneur Corps, I want you to talk to us about, give us some case studies, give us some examples of ladies, you can mention their names or not, that's up to you, about what they've done, what they've accomplished in this program.
Sure, absolutely. I wanted to make one comment on what you just said. Yes, women do love to learn, eyes wide open and hands open once they are ready to admit they need help. The other thing we do with women in our Business Accelerator program is not just get the learning and the help, because we can oftentimes get stuck feeling like we don't know enough. You know, if there's a job with 10 qualifications and we have 8 and missing 2, a woman will typically say, I got to go to school and get the other 2. Mm-hmm. A man will look at the 10, see 2 that they have, 2 more that they are a little familiar with, and say, I've got this. I can bluff through the rest of it.
And he very well may do that.
Absolutely. Of course he will, because he has a different kind of confidence in his ability.
So we
want to make that transition from thinking we need to know more to going out and doing it. So some of our success stories. Well, I'll talk to you about some of the women who were in the first WeVec program. There's Nicole, who is a veteran, and as a child and also while she was serving, was injured. As a child, she developed a skin injury. She was burned. Hmm. And then noticed that when she was stationed overseas, her skin began to get really dry. And so she started using some of the concoctions, creating some of the concoctions she remembers her grandmother used when she was badly burned. Her grandmother was part Native American and would use herbs, different things, and for 3 times a day for months. So she came back home and started creating these concoctions and now has a very viable skincare line. And she was one of our winners.
I'll be darned.
And she will be at WeVec in Texas. She actually is in Texas. And so that's Nicole, and her line is BIAO Skincare. And then there's Angela, who moved a lot in the service. She was a major, and her family moved many times. And when she separated from the service, was looking at what could she do that she was good at, and realized she was really great at moving, and developed a company called Major Mom, which has
Major Mom. Say that
Major
Mom.
Yes, and they help people, not just military people, but they help them actually move and relocate, change office spaces, change home spaces. And another one is a company called TurboPuff, also created by a veteran. She was very outdoorsy. She and her husband loved to hike.
Say the name again.
Turbo, T-U-R-B-O, Pups. Take their dog Turbo hiking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized that, you know, they're climbing and hiking, and she and her husband would have energy bars, but they couldn't keep hauling around all kinds of dog food, so she created an energy bar for dogs, which is also doing fantastic.
That's hilarious.
Yes. So if you go on our website, there are actually a couple of videos about these three women. They were on Bloomberg.com.
I think there's probably some people who have dogs in their apartment, and they'd like to have puppy downers or something, because they're
yeah.
bouncing off
well,
the walls.
Well, you know, that's part of it, giving them the room to run and move
that.
That
is funny.
So you can check the videos out about these women
yeah.
at www.countmein.org in our news area. There are some great videos and testimonials from women in Count Me In programs and how well they're doing.
So, okay, quickly,
yes.
I've only got a few seconds. So
okay,
the next week, WVEC, the next WVEC event is in Plano, Texas, 18th and 19th of November. Do people
yes.
still have the opportunity to get involved?
Absolutely. Up to the 19th, you can show up that
okay.
day.
So check it out, folks. Check it out, ladies. If you're connected in any way, your husband, your father, or yourself were part of the service, ladies, and you're in business, you can do this. Cesara, thanks for being here. Keep up the good work and say hi to Nell for us.
I sure will.
Come back soon. Cesara Bay, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.